Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcata Economics and a quick update today on Dolly Varden Silver as they do something that I sure do appreciate. As in addition to putting out their drill results, they have one of their geologists actually walk through and explain what that means. Because obviously, we have people who are at different levels of their understanding and knowledge of the geology and the terms in the drill result. So to help put it all into context and walk through the results from their drill program this year, well, here we go.
All right. Well, we're here for a little bit of an update on our summer's exploration program in the Kitsault Valley. We finished our 56,131 meters of drilling, split between the Dolly Varden property with the silver projects and the Homestake Ridge project with the gold and the silver projects. So the camp's been demobilized and the drills are all barged out. So we're starting to get all our results in, and so far we've released some very good results from both the Wolf and Homestake Silver deposits. So I'll start by talking about the Wolf results here. Our aim in that program was to define the higher grade, wider zone that we're finding at depth as we go down deeper along this high grade plunge. And last year we ended our program in this spot right here with hole 421. That was a 120 meter step out from our last known mineralization. And that was 379 grams over 21.69 meters. So part of our program this year has been, you know, doing these holes, what we call backfilling towards the known. But also what this did was establish the vertical extent of that. So that result that we released back in October from hole 446, 1,400 grams of silver over 21.7 meters, and it included 1 meter of 10,700 grams. So these are very good results. Again, the wide widths, we got 21 meters. True width is probably close to 15 meters, but it falls into the extending the vertical extent of that high-grade wider zone. And then later on in the summer, we continued step outs. Those results are still pending as we move to the west. So down that plunge, we're trying to find that Central Valley Fault and what happens to the Wolf Vein as we get closer. So again, multiple events, breccias, vein breccias. We have native silver, perargyrite, argentite, in with argentiferous galena. So all very low temperature silver mineralization, easily liberated. You know, we have our metallurgy on the go. We finished some samples. They're in the lab right now, specific to the Wolf deposit. So we'll see on those recoveries. But it's similar mineralization to Torbrit, and when that had about 85 to 87% recovery. So things are looking good at Wolf. And there's more results on that, so stay tuned. And then we moved to Homestake Ridge drilling a little later on in the season. It's a little higher up, so we needed to wait for some snow to melt. And we moved our drills up to Homestake Silver, and we brought the directional drills here as well. And we used the mother hole and then having daughter holes technique off of this, but we also used just the directional drilling on single holes so that we could precisely hit the intercept. And that's one of the releases, one of the first releases we had a little over a month ago for hole 456. That was 3.34 grams over 120 meters. So really wide intercepts. And these are considered step outs along this high grade plunge that we've been defining over the last year and a half. So this yellow outline on this long section of Homestake Silver and Homestake Main, looking west, that yellow zone defines sort of a bend in the system where things widen out. So we're reporting our full width of the mineralized zone, and within that we have a number of high grade feeders coming up, or we call them fluid pathways, again veins and vein breccias. This is defining, even though it's called home stake silver, it's defining a zone with higher grade gold. And as we move to the north on this, we find a lot better gold numbers, and the silver starts to increase as you go to the south. So that's why you see here, there's two intervals, 216 grams gold over 0.5 meters and 165 grams gold over 1.3 meters. So those are the very high grade, narrower intervals that are part of that wide interval. So when we talk about these intercepts, again, we're looking for these wide intercepts that are amenable to lower cost bulk underground mining methods. And then the release we just had on Monday is hole 469, and it was in an area that is just below that plunge, and we were filling in an area where the closest hole on either side was over 50 meters away. And again, it just shows the strength of this system, 26.74 grams gold. And as you see, there's a bit of silver here, 34 grams as we move to the south, and over 14 meters. And again, it includes these high grade veins and vein breccias, in this case, 122 grams gold with 141 grams silver over 2.85 meters. And in the photo here, you can see there's native gold. We're finding a lot of native gold in this zone. And again, multiple pulses. And that's what's important with these systems is the more breccias and veins that you have coming through, the better. You'll notice on the long section here, this intercept is a little bit below our higher grade, wider modeled corridor there, that low angle plunge. So that's why we're saying it's extending it out, because it's making it vertically more. So with this hole in that area, we have it now defined over 300 meters vertical, which is fairly significant, as well as lengthwise now with these step outs, it's pretty much a kilometer of length. So we're really growing this in size on homestake silver. And significantly with these intercepts, and this is why we included it in the news release, is this image here shows the core from hole 469. And this particular interval graded 91 grams per ton gold. And we have it over top of a slab that's cut from the premier mine from the 20 level. And it just shows it's the same mineralization and similar grades as well in the high grade areas. And this plays sort of into our regional idea for all of these high grade underground deposits, where we've talked about it a lot, about a hub and spoke model. And one of the options has always been the premier mill, which is sitting idle right now and hungry for some high grade gold ore. There's been different options, but premier is one of them, and that's why we showed this. So the mineralogy is the same, the recoveries are the same, that there shouldn't be any issues with putting this in through the same mill. Here we have a map of all of our ground now since the acquisitions that we've done in May. So we now have over 100,000 hectares in the southern end of the Golden Triangle. And we've really covered that Hazelton formation, which is shown in green here. That's that Jurassic package of rocks that hosts all the big deposits in the Golden Triangle. So again, we're in the southern end of the Golden Triangle. It's a bit of a sub basin of that Eskay Rift period. And we have all the same types of mineral deposits on our properties now. Homestake Ridge is similar to the Premier Mine. The mineralization, the layered system at Torbert, even though it's a different style and mineralogy than Eskay Creek, it's a similar age, and it's also a volcanogenic layered system. And then we have the cross-cutting epithermal veins, similar to the silver veins that are surrounding the Brucejack Mine. And then the gold at Homestake is again similar to Premier as well as Brucejack. And then all out to the east of the Dolly Varden property, we have the big bulk copper gold porphyry system, which we put two holes into. Again, results pending, and that's a Texas Creek intrusive suite, which is the same age as the big copper gold systems at KSM, which is in the, right now about the richest 20-kilometer diameter in the world for gold and silver. So it's a sub-basin, and we have everything covered with our ground now, including some past-producing mines, the Porter, Idaho mine, and very high-grade silver, and Mountain Boy mine. And then we also have the Esperanza mine, which is in the Kitsault Valley, but further south. It was also a producer at the same time that the Dolly Varden mine was online. So it produced from 1911 to about 1927. Again, about 1,000 grams per ton silver and about 2 or 3 grams per ton gold. That had some gold in there. So yeah, and so at Homestake Ridge, those results are you know, spectacular results, and they're some of the highest grade, widest intervals in the Golden Triangle being reported from exploration. And then along with our silver intercepts, those are some of the highest results we've been getting as we go deeper on the Wolf Vein. So we're homing in on those high grade areas, and it just shows the value and the potential of this whole valley.